HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India has signaled it is open to engaging on human rights and democracy with those who recognize the value of diversity. This comes in the backdrop of reports that U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will raise these issues during his India visit. Blinken's visit is scheduled for July 27 and 28. India will also raise global issues such as political and cultural rebalancing. New Delhi's support for a multipolar, democratic and diverse world order will also be taken up. Discussions during Blinken's visit will also cover working together at the United Nations. About half of India's COVID-19 deaths since April 2020 were reported in just 2 months, April and May this year, government data show. 41% of the total COVID-19 deaths in April and May came from Maharashtra, Karnataka, and Delhi. National Center for Disease Control said 329,065 people died of COVID-19 between April 2020 and May 2021. Out of this, 1,66,632 fatalities were reported in April and May 2021. As many as 1,20,770 people died in May and 45,882 in April. The Ramappa Temple in Telangana's Warangal has been conferred the tag of UNESCO World Heritage Site. Ramappa Temple is a 13th century engineering marvel named after its architect, Ramappa. The temple was proposed by the government as its only nomination for the UNESCO World Heritage Site tag for 2019. As many as 22 sites in the southeastern Chinese city of Quanzhou were inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. It includes a temple with links to Hinduism. Vodafone Group PLC and Aditya Birla Group may cede control of Vodafone Idea Limited if a strategic investor wants to take control of the telco. The development marks new thinking on the part of Vodafone Idea's promoters. The promoters were initially looking to bring in financial investors. They have not been successful in raising the required funds. Vodafone Idea's UK parent owns a 45% stake in the company. The Indian promoter group, which includes Kumar Mangalam Birla and Aditya Birla Group firms, holds a 26% stake. Tunisian Tina Hamad Hafnaoui has made Olympic history with a gold medal in the 400-meter freestyle. Hafnaoui beat a field of faster and older swimmers. The 18-year-old finished in 3 minutes, 43.26 seconds. He was the slowest qualifier, earning him lane 8. Australia's Jack McLaughlin earned silver and American Kieran Smith took bronze. The top three were separated by less than a second after the 8-lap race. The team is the North African country's fourth Olympic gold medalist.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.